Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue, and I'm your host, Mehdi. Today, we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Please stay tuned. The 12th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is the one who brings hope to all of humanity. As the world is being grinded between the oppressors and tyrants of the age, we look towards the heavens so that the advent of the 12th divinely appointed Imam comes sooner. We raise our hands in prayers and we raise our hands in supplications so that the awaited Savior of humanity comes and brings the final hope and salvation that humanity is so yearning for and desiring. The sights and the eyes of the world are looking towards the advent of this great Savior, Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance so that his eminence comes to establish the divine rule of the Almighty Allah for every single human being, is completely dependent and needs this divine rule of the Almighty Allah. And it is this divine rule of the Almighty Allah, the kingdom of God that is to be established by Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, which will bring about ultimate justice in a world which is filled with cruelty and injustice. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. So when we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Mahdi, of course, we're going through this one dialogue that occurs between the awaited Savior of humanity and Sheikh al-Mufid. We have reached a point where Imam al-Mahdi says to Sheikh Mufid that, "We have received information about the disgrace and humility suffered by you all due to most of you acting in opposition to the ways of your predecessors, regarding which you may not have received any information." And so, you know, here in this, one sentence is very interesting. We find that there's a whole host and a whole wealth of information and knowledge and wisdom, right? So apparently the age of Sheikh Mufid, we find that there were probably various different new innovations that were coming into the religion overall, whether it was amongst the Ahlul Sunnah brothers or even amongst the Shia brothers, which apparently this is being referred to. And it says that, you know, the disgrace and humiliation that has been suffered because they began to act or behave or believe in opposition to what their predecessors acted or behaved or believed. Now, this is kind of a sensitive thing in the sense where this does not mean that one should blindly follow the ways of the predecessors or the ancestors or those of antiquity. You know, just as the Quraysh, in response to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, they used to say that, "Are you trying to say that our ancestors who were idol worshippers were wrong? Well, we follow the way of our fathers and our forefathers." So that is a situation where following the predecessors in falsehood is false. It is wrong, you know. But to follow the predecessors in that which is good, this sunnat-e-ilahi, these manners or laws or behaviors that are divine, that are being handed down, well, we should follow in those, especially when it comes to ideological matters, philosophical matters, theological matters, those things that have been proven, you know, and that are constant. Yes, we should take hold of those and keep those. But when it comes to, you know, these false behaviors or false cultural identity type things, which are in contradiction to the religion, we have to let those go. And so if we let go of the true path of the predecessors, the correct path of the predecessors, then it will lead to disgrace and humiliation. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. Now we invite you to listen to Brother Khalil Ja'far.
Some riwayat say that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to seek refuge with Allah from Dajjal. He used to take out a tasbih and saying, A'udhu billahi min fitnati Dajjal. I seek refuge with Allah from the mischief of Dajjal. Now, some of the ulama, however, believe that his coming actually happens after the coming of the Mahdi alayhi salam. And the way they position this is, the reason why Dajjal's coming is so dangerous and the reason why he's able to mislead so many people is because of some of the miracles, if you like, he performs to convince people of his own divinity, that he is God. And these ulama who believe he comes after the Mahdi believe so on the basis that when this knowledge spreads, these 27 letters of knowledge, if you like, this individual who is described simply as Dajjal, he has access to some of this knowledge that he misuses, and because of that he is able to mislead a large number of people. And we know from ahadith that he is defeated and he is killed either by the Mahdi alayhi salam or by Nabi Isa alayhi salam. And there are some riwayat that even pinpoint the place exactly where he is killed and so on and so forth.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.